Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live. This first day of February 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. Biden has said he's decided to respond to the drone attack that killed three U.S. troops. That's his declaration. You can read about it on antiwar.com, for example. Even though the Pentagon has admitted it has no evidence Iran was involved in the attack, Biden said he'll say Iran responsible because it arms the Shia militias the U.S. believes launched the drone. Iran has strongly denied it was involved in the attack or any of the approximately 160 others that have targeted U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria in response to Biden's support for the Israeli slaughter in Gaza. Regardless, the U.S. is considering targeting the Iranian military, which could provoke a major war. Now, I'm getting from inside sources, the Pentagon is fiercely opposed to attacking Iran. That does not mean, however, they might not attack Hezbollah, which I'm predicting is exactly what's going to happen. The Truth Seeker, for example, reports, Jan 30th, U.S. propaganda hits, Iran war is imminent. Henry Mackow, the fuss made over a fairly minor drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan suggests the U.S. plan to do Israel bidding once again. Mind you, this is all consistent with my interpretation of Netanyahu as our commander-in-chief, in fact, that he is calling the shots. And I believe there's alarm here over Trump's growing political strength, and they feel they have to get all they can out of the United States while they can still do it, because Trump is going to shut it down. U.S. senators are demanding heavy strikes on Iran after a deadly drone attack on troops in Jordan. President Biden has vowed to respond after three soldiers were killed and dozens injured in a drone attack on an American base in the Jordan-Syrian border. Several U.S. senators calling for heavy retaliatory strikes. Islamic Resistance, an Iraq-based militia group, claimed responsibility for the attack on Tower 22 on Sunday, saying the drone strike was a response to the massacres of the Zionist entity against our people in Gaza. Well, you recall how the Babylon Bee was reporting that Biden was going to respond to the border crisis by starting a world war. I think it's more like the other way around. I now see all the videos we have of tanks being transported to Texas. I mean, let me actually play it here. I may have yesterday. We have a huge convoy of tanks. Now, all these tanks are painted the color of sand. That implies they're being deployed for use in a region that is essentially sand. That would be likely in Syria and Lebanon and Jordan. In other words, I now believe we got a cover story here in Texas. These aren't being sent to the border. In fact, my same external source says if you go to Muckraker, you can see video showing all the open, completely open border, and that this guy, Abbott, appears to be running a scam on the American people. Now, once he's opened the door, I mean, if you've got 10 other states already sending equipment and troops there, if you got militias arriving, it may spin out of your control. He thinks Abbott is trying to position himself for vice president. I don't think there's a chance for that. Meanwhile, Truth Seeker is also reporting American troops in Iraq are on standby to support ground involvement in Israel's Gaza war, U.S. media. This is coming from Press TV, Iranian news service. U.S. military personnel have been put on standby in Iraq to support a possible ground involvement in the Israeli war in the besieged Gaza Strip. The Intercept found, according to a January Air Force personnel memo obtained by The Intercept, American troops have been ordered to be on standby to be forward deployed in case of U.S. military ground involvement in the Gaza war. The memo did not indicate that such involvement is forthcoming. It is, however, the latest intimation of the Pentagon preparation to support Israel genocidal war in the wake of Palestinian resistance movement Hamas October 7th operation into the occupied territory. The document revealed around 2,000 U.S. military personnel were deployed to Iraq last year after Hamas carried out this surprise operation against Israel. That's how they have played it. Though I've given reason after reason to believe they knew it all along, that it was at the minimum allowed to happen, even potentially made to happen, to justify the slaughter of Gaza. Adding that since then they have been on prepared to deploy orders for potential to support Israel. This is consistent with my conclusion, my inference, that they're going to be sent to the Middle East to attack Hezbollah. Meanwhile, here we have from Hal Turner. Shit hits the fan, war imminent. Flash, U.S. announces mobilization of all forces in Middle East. The war with Hezbollah will start soon. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told the mayor of Haifa, Israel, today, that would be yesterday, the war with Hezbollah will start soon, and that is why we have sent a large number of army soldiers of this regime to the northern border. Gallant made clear, our patience with Hezbollah is coming to an end. Gallant told troops near the border that others were being deployed to Israel's north. They could very soon go into action, so the forces in the north are reinforced. The forces close to you are leaving the field and moving toward the north, preparing for what comes next. The Israeli Ministry of Justice, in an official letter to its employees, said, in the event of a full-scale war in the north, prepare for the possibility of a nationwide blackout, where at least 60% of the population will be without electricity for at least 24 hours, and there will be disruptions in communication, internet, and telephone. They're openly telling their employees to have emergency food, water, medicine, and how to prepare food from spoiling in freezers. According to the Ministry of Justice, this is a refinement of existing guidelines, not special preparation. Quite the contrary, this is special preparation. Meanwhile, a flash confirmed a squadron of F-35 aircraft and all branches of U.S. missile shields with a range extending to Cyprus have been mobilized. The Americans have announced the mobilization of all their forces in the region. That's what makes sense to me. Meanwhile, the U.S. is sending long-range bombs headed for Ukraine, where the Russians can take them out forthwith, virtually upon their arrival. I mean, the story has even been reported in RT. If it's reported in RT, what do you think? Nobody knows? Give us a break. Absurd. Meanwhile, here's a piece about Texas-Ukraine connections coming from Zero Hedge. The three theories have been posited recently tying the Biden admin actions in Texas with what's happening in Ukraine war. Let's review them and close with a brief note. The neocons failed gamble. Let me say, I'm suggesting actually what's going on in Texas is tied to what's going to go on in Lebanon now. The neocons failed gamble. What's really happening in Washington? Neocons had a problem. The big spring-summer counteroffensive, which was supposed to kick the Russians out of Ukraine, was a miserable failure. Even Time magazine was reporting that Zelensky is delusional. The Ukrainians are running out of soldiers. Ukrainian officials are stealing like there's no tomorrow. House Republicans, fearing their base, began to have cold feet about throwing more money down this bottomless pit. So Biden and the neocons came up with a plan. Package Ukraine aid with border security. Each side would get what it wants. But Senate rhinos couldn't help themselves. They turned the border security provisions into an amnesty bill. Here's another, the Russian suspicion. Some Russian Telegram posters seem to see a connection between the Texas situation and Ukraine. Not sure yet if I'd make the connection, but it's an interesting angle. Vladislav Ugolny, right at the beginning of the year, during the Ramstein format meeting, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and I say, may he rest in peace, stated that the U.S. has run out of funds to assist Ukraine. Ukraine cannot receive military equipment from the reserves of the army warehouses. That requires a complete overhaul of policy at the federal level. There are no shells for Ukraine at the federal level. But you know where they can be found? In the military warehouses owned by the states. Yes, in the USA. The states have their own National Guard troops and accordingly their own depots. And you know which warehouses are the richest and which National Guard is the coolest? Texas. Here's another, the LNG question. Recall that American liquefied natural gas was supposed to offset some of the European allies' loss of Russian natural gas from the non-mysterious destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. Our friend Sergey Witt speculates that the Biden admin's recent ban on U.S. liquid natural gas exports, obviously at the behest of a young climate activist, is really a way to punish Texas for standing up to the Biden admin's open border policy. Here we have Big Surge tweeting, Texas makes a stand on immigration, so the White House retaliates by blocking their LNG exports. Perfectly normal, functioning, healthy political system at work. I think they got it right. I think all those factors are involved. Meanwhile, the EU plans to sabotage Hungary's economy if they block funding for Ukraine. It's getting very bad out there. The European states are arguing among themselves and over very, very good reason. This whole Ukraine thing has been a fiasco, a complete total loss, completely disgusting. Meanwhile, also from Zero Hedge. This is the kind that makes you just shake your head in wonder. EU wants all gendered language erased. I mean, this is just lunatic. A European Union body has called for all gendered language to be purged from existence, including completely innocuous sayings such as Joe Public, as well as words like virile, which it claims too often associated with men. Well, for good reason. The Telegram reports that the European Institute for Gender Equality, yes, that exists, has composed a 61-page document outlining what words would be wiped from existence and have more sensitive replacement. Daily Mail Online. EU calls for gendered language to be banned, with phrases such as no man's land or Joe Public acts. King and queen faced queen and king to put the female first. The document has been named Toolkit on Gender-Sensitive Communication. Examples of words and terms to be resigned to the dustbin of history include Master of Ceremonies, No Man's Land, Manpower, Repair Man. In the EU, those terms would become Host, Unclaimed Territory, Human Power, Repairer. While they want the term Joe Public replaced with Average Citizen. Conservative MP Nigel Mills commented, this is utter madness. It's an attack on the English language. Of course. He also suggests swapping the words king and queen so queen comes first. The fundamental problem is the reason people put king first is because he's the guy in charge. He was supposedly chosen by God to be the leader. The queen is just a woman he married. She isn't in charge of anything. Swapping around words doesn't change that concept. Just makes it sound a bit stupid. Where it gets really creepy, however, is with a call to erase words that have nothing to do with gender. The document suggests words like bossy, pushy, and shrill should not be used because they have strong connotations that are strongly associated only with women. They use the word strong there twice. Suggested newspeak replacement for those words are assertive and high-pitched or grating voice. Let's try this out for size. The female sports commentator is annoyingly high-pitched and has a very grating voice. Is that acceptable? They also want to consign the concept of virility to the scrap heap. Reasoning it strongly associated with only men should be replaced by strong or energetic. They really do like the word strong. The development comes in the wake of legions of other efforts to police and change language considered to be insensitive or gendered. This is a stupidity the ideology has gone. outrageous. Meanwhile, very, very nasty events taking place in Israel. The Israeli Defense Minister announced imminent ground troop deployment on the Lebanese border. This is consistent with my opening story. The country's ground troops are going to be taking action very soon. I'd say right after the Americans carpet bomb Hezbollah. I think they're standing by for that. And as I say, it now appears to me that, in fact, all those tanks that we saw moving in Texas are headed for Lebanon. Meanwhile, the horrors never end. Israeli forces kill Palestinians in hospital raid on occupied West Bank. They actually disguise themselves as doctors and nurses to kill patients. Here we have a sky analyst talking about what happened here.
A violent assault on Gaza, but there's also been growing violence in the West Bank with frequent raids on towns, hospitals, and civilians. According to the UN, over 360 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or settlers in the West Bank since the 7th of October. And last night, Israel's aggression in the territory reached new heights. In the Ibn Sina Hospital in Jenin, IDF soldiers disguised as medical staff and civilians made their way through a hospital corridor brandishing automatic weapons. As some of the soldiers moved out of view, one man was forced to his knees where an item of clothing was taken from him and placed over his head. More soldiers moved through to other parts of the hospital, one carrying a wheelchair and another with a baby carrier in her hand or his hat.
How disgusting. But then there's no end to the horrors they're inflicting. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley, who's a complete loon, we got to do this immediately. War Hawk Haley says the U.S. should strike and kill Iranian leaders inside their own country. Nikki is on the warpath. Haley wants to blow up the mullahs in Iran like Soleimani, take them out with a missile strike. That ought to calm things down in the Middle East. Brad Kilmeade, you're saying now it's time to hit Iran, Nikki Haley. Now's the time to hit their leaders. It's different. Don't go and bomb the country. What about their infrastructure, Haley? The infrastructure in Iraq and Syria, start with it. First, you do the sanctions and you take out a couple of their leaders. That's a way. And by the way, destroying a country's infrastructure is a war crime under international law. But of course, the brainless Haley would have no idea. Brian Edge, in their country, Haley. If they're in their country, you do like Soleimani. When they left the country, you figure out what they are. Our special operation can do that. And then you take them out. That will send a message. We got to do this immediately. I mean, listen, talk about people we don't need in government office. Bad enough, she's even a candidate. Unbelievable. Then we have the shocking moment. A host ends an interview because the guest was speaking the truth about Israel.
As the army pulverizes Gaza, Israeli politicians have been bragging about their plan to drive Gazans from their land. Now, past days and weeks, you'll know Vanessa Feltz is completely wrong here. What Peter Obon says is absolutely true, and that challenge, I think, was offensively ignorant, quite frankly. Now, to show you again a few examples, this is from an Israeli defense official. Gaza will eventually turn into a city of tents. There will be no buildings. Now, that is not someone I'm talking about wiping out Hamas. That is about someone making Gaza city unlivable.
We'll be right back.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the
sun, and I say it's all right.
It's very disturbing. Well, great Gavin here is whether he's on the up and up or not. And I hear a couple of hosts talking about his role.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Radio Renaissance. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. And with me is my indispensable co-host, none other than Paul Curtin. And today is January 25th, Anno Domini 2024. And we have so many good stories for you. We're going to get right to work on the comments and then move lickety-split. Our listener writes in to say, you've probably heard about John Hopkins' chief DEI officer's recent claim and subsequent recantation.
Mr. Taylor and Gregory Hadou at
Grand, where it's so shallow that...
Let me see if I can find where he talks about Abbott.
The Court of National Guards, the Help Texas. And she's been doing this since 2021. She has called the U.S.-Mexico border a war zone, in fact, as it is. But to me, the real question here, and this is something that I think I would, I'm not sure I want, five ladies on the Supreme Court to actually have a chance to deal with this. But Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution guarantees that the federal government will protect all states against invasion.
Yeah, it does indeed. And of course, Biden's not doing it, but then we know it's not the real Biden. As I explained yesterday, the Babylon Bee explained how Biden was cleverly distracting from civil war by starting a world war. I now believe it may be the other way around, that he may be distracting from a world war by starting a civil war. We got Vivek Ramaswamy summing up Trump's victory in New Hampshire with a few words that Nikki Haley doesn't like. Donald Trump crushed Rhino Haley in New Hampshire by more than 10 points. The Rhino nevertheless called it a great night. Vivek Ramaswamy, however, summed up Trump's victory with five words Nikki Haley refused to accept. The Republican presidential nomination is former President Trump's to lose, despite the fact she has no path to becoming the Republican nominee. Former Trump UN ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley vowed to remain in the race. I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory tonight, Haley said. He earned it. I want to acknowledge that. As for calls among the political class for her to drop out, she shot down the idea, said this race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go. The next is my sweet state of South Carolina. But Vivekki Ramaswamy dropped a truth bomb on Haley. What we saw tonight, Ramaswamy said, is America's first defeating America's last. That's what we saw tonight. If you want America last, you can go to Joe Biden. I like this guy. He says a lot of very important things that are true. He's also done an interview about who really runs America.
Not that people had heard this word woke. This book is going to fall flat. This is back in 2020 when we named it.
That's funny.
By the time it came out, a year and a half later, then the actual criticism was this is too controversial and you're weaponizing the word woke. And then if that book were to have come out today, I'm sure the criticism would be that this is banal. Like and you know what? That time they might actually be right. See, if I wrote that book today and it comes out and somebody else gives me a book that says the same thing woking has come out today, I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
guys.
It's true.
Like this is tired. But it wasn't when it came out. It was intended to be read in the moment when it came out, is what I would say. Mm-hmm. And you could read it now for insight into how I think about things. But it was a product of my own experiences and a product of where I think we were in a particularly weird place in our country. The fight has moved on. And one of the chapter titles in Woke Inc. was The Rise of the Managerial Class.
Yes.
That's one chapter. We blew that out into a full third book. I wrote a second book called Nation of Victims. And then the third one is called Capitalist Punishment, which is all about actually, is more specific to sort of ESG and capital markets, but goes into this deeper issue of the managerial class.
This guy definitely deserves a role in a Trump administration. I have no doubt about it. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. says he actually was approached by the Trump team to be a running mate with Donald Trump. People from the team have reached out to me, Kennedy said, after a Trump advisor denied a report stating the opposite. After the New York Post reported last week that Donald Trump team had approached Robert F. Kennedy Jr. early on about being his 2024 running mate, the presidential candidate said Monday that despite what those in Trump's inner circle are now claiming, that indeed is what happened. In a News Nation interview, Kennedy said he wouldn't accept the role if offered, but added that he would be flattered. It's not something I'm interested in, said Kennedy, who added, people from the team have reached out to me. Well, according to a Trump campaign senior advisor, no one from the Trump campaign ever approached RFK Jr. or ever will. One of the most liberal and radical environmentalists in the country. For all the fake news, update your stories. Kennedy's bid, of course, was aided by right-wing media and Trump-aligned activists in the beginning, and even Trump called him a very smart guy. We'll be right back.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down to his knee.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, after that EU absurdity about cleaning up language to get rid of, you know, genderized pronouns and like, Bill Maher argues with Seth MacFarlane, saying that's why people vote for Trump. The insane leftist viewpoint on gender. Comedian and talk show host Bill Maher went back and forth with comedy writer Seth MacFarlane over leftists at viewpoints that Maher argued were kookier than views espoused by Donald Trump. On Mayer's Real Time with Bill Maher, the creator of Family Guy predominantly argued against Trump in favor of Biden, siding with fellow guest Adam Schiff, who is a scumbag if ever there were one. It was Mayer's comments on why voters chose Trump that particularly confused MacFarlane. Mayer turned to sports commentators and panel member Stephen Smith to ask him a question about men playing in women's sports. The Atlantic put out an article last year. It was called Separating Sports by Sex Doesn't Make Sense, right? And then talked about how we separate sports like the women's NBA and the NBA. He then cited the article saying the separation of genders was just socializing. This is insane, Mayer added. I agree, Smith replied. Okay, that's why people vote for Trump. Because there's stuff like that on the left that people just go and say, I know Trump's horrible, but separating sports by sex make perfect sense. And if you think about it, if you think it doesn't, you can't lead the country. MacFarlane replied, The logic was akin to cutting off your nose to spite your face. He's some kind of indoctrinated, brainwashed loon. Unreal. Meanwhile, the reports, this is like the Babylon B article ended that Biden may have to activate Taylor Swift. So what's going on here? This is John Leak. Over the last couple of months, my younger brother has repeatedly expressed his opinion that Taylor Swift's romance with Kansas City Chief ballplayer Travis Kelce has been endlessly publicized and incentivized by creepy U.S. government and pharmaceutical industry propagandists. The media zone is just being flooded with Taylor and her romance with Pfizer boy, he remarked. I doubt this is just a coincidence. I think he's right. It appears the Department of Defense has proposed using Taylor Swift to combat online disinformation, which, of course, is any opinion the government doesn't like. That's automatically qualified as disinformation. Here's a doozy coming as no surprise. The January 6th pipe bomber, whom allegedly the FBI couldn't identify, turns out to be a government employee that the FBI had his license plate all along but refused to interview him. Unbelievably. A mysterious suspect planted two pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC headquarters and safely detonated by a bomb squad on January 6th. The FBI continued to drip out new videos of the suspect, but claimed they couldn't identify him. A whistleblower has now stepped forward and disclosed the FBI was withholding information. They offered a $500,000 reward for information on the alleged bomber. Maybe they need to check who was on duty that night. The couple was caught on video, but never caught by the FBI. We're told the greatest intelligence service in the world, and now we know why. FBI whistleblower Kylie Serafin reported in May 2023 that technicians who worked on the program told him the devices were inoperable, meaning the bombs, the pipe bombs, couldn't have even been set off, but it was for propaganda purposes, just like shooting Ashley Babbitt, a fake shooting because they could talk about it as a deadly event. Meanwhile, if you think the economy is doing well, as the Biden admin claims, UPS has announced 12,000 job cuts due to a drop in package volume. That means business is slowing. Meanwhile, if you don't believe the lies, the United Nations is paying illegals using U.S. taxpayer cash. I think everyone here understands what's going on here. In 2021, early on in America's historic border crisis, I wrote the UN was abetting the problem by handing out debt cards and cash vouchers to aspiring illegal border crossers on their way north. This is from Todd Brensman. One outraged group of 21 border security-minded lawmakers pitched a bill that would require the U.S., the UN's largest donor, to turn off the taxpayer money spigot. H.R. 6155 never caught fire, though, in no small part because of fact checks from outlets such as the AFP claiming the UN was doing no such thing, but those fact checkers lied. Meanwhile, there's a sign in an airport proving the Biden regime is letting illegals fly without acceptable identification, even as they were being warned about potential terrorist attacks. As the New York Post has reported, conservative political commentator Dave Rubin noticed earlier this month while traveling from Miami International Airport a damning sign proving the Biden regime is letting illegal alien board flights without any acceptable identification. Specifically, it states, the Transportation Security Administration is working with Customs and Border to validate adult non-U.S. citizen travel documentation when the traveler does not otherwise have an acceptable form of identification. Moreover, the non-U.S. citizen don't even have to get their picture taken. This is just outrageous as it gets. Further proof we're being betrayed by our own government. Meanwhile, get this. Every grocery store in Chicago is going to leave the city. Every
second April, Walmart in Chicago shut down 4 stores, and they're done. In fact, Walmart even said that, hey, you know, we opened the first store 17 years ago and never even really made that much money. And I think after the pandemic, Chicago crime got really bad. You just look at some of the real estate prices, you kind of get the idea. If real estate prices are dropping this much and you're selling 250,000 square feet of office space in the loop for just 4 measly mil, I mean, this city has truly deteriorated.
Like, what else would you expect when crime is allowed if they don't enforce shoplifting up to 950? You could be raiding a grocery store. You could clean up the store. Just have gangs come in and clean them out. How the hell can you stay in business? You cannot. Here we have a story. Is this the most embarrassing thing a woke governor has ever done publicly? Sadly, Michigan residents are left very embarrassed by their governor, Gretchen Whitmer's latest humiliating and awkward public performance. Here's Governor Gretchen Whitmer tweeting, "Professor Potato and I are teaming up to share some news. It'll revolutionize higher education in Michigan. It isn't just small potatoes. It's a game changer. Click to meet Whitmer's potato friend." And here we have this little ditty.
Hey, Governor Whitmer, how's it going?
Hi, Professor Potato. I wanted to share some UConn Gold news with you, my best bud.
What is it?
We both agree that every Michigander deserves an opportunity to go to college without frying their bank account.
Absolutely. A higher education helps you learn more skills, pursue your passions, and even plant your roots right here in Michigan.
But for too many, college is financially out of reach. That's why I'm so excited to announce an appealing plan.
Oh, I know what you're planning. This year, we will work together to make the first 2 years of community college tuition-free for every high school graduate.
That's right, Professor. Michiganders will save an average of $4,000 as they earn their associate's degree, setting them up to earn a bachelor's or start working and earn a bigger paycheck.
Hey,
I think the idea of giving free junior college is a good one, but they're lampooning the way she did it. This Professor Potato in just a very, very silly little video. Meanwhile, Jamal Bowman issues a statement after reports revealed his past 9/11 conspiracy posts. This is the guy who was censured by the House of Representatives after he was caught pulling a fire alarm at the House office building on September 30th in order to try to delay voting on a Republican stopgap funding bill to avert a government shutdown. He issued a statement Monday after the Daily Beast reported he had promoted conspiratorial theories regarding 9/11 on his blog when he was a high school principal. In 2011, when Bowman served as principal at the Cornerstone Academy for Social Action, his online journal included a section called Recapitulate, in which he mused that the collapse of Building 7 on 9/11 came from a controlled demolition and cited the film's Loose Change and Zeitgeist, the first of which claimed that the U.S. orchestrated the 9/11 attacks, while the second, the Daily Beast wrote, argues a ring of globalist bankers controls the Federal Reserve and periodically contrives national tragedies to compel the U.S. government to embark on wars and take out greater debt. That sounds right to me. Monday, Bauman responded saying, well, over a decade ago, I was debating diving into a doctoral degree. I explored a wide range of books, films, and articles across a wide swath of the political spectrum and processed my thoughts in a personal blog few ever read. I can't believe anything that these cranks have said, and my life's work has proven that, he said. As a congressman, I've written a congressional resolution condemning a dangerous conspiracy theory. I've stood up to make extremists, and I've called out endless bullshit of the far right. But as anyone can tell, he got it right. I mean, here's one I've done with Jeremy Neal from South Africa. James Fetzer on the 9/11 cover-up. There's no question about it. In fact, it was an Israeli op. It was intended to create a pretext were sending American forces down to the Middle East, that they have the modern Arab state that serve as a counterbalance, Israel's domination of the entire region. And indeed, Wesley Clark would confirm it in 2007 in San Francisco at the Commonwealth Club, when he explained the agenda was to take out the governments of seven countries in the next 5 years, beginning with Lebanon and Iraq and Libya, and ending with Syria and the Persian nation of Iran, where they were stymied in Syria by the intervention of Russian and Iranian forces at the behest of the democratically elected president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad. He was right about that way back when, which proves conclusively a man's later views can be inferior to his earlier views, because in the beginning he got it right about 9/11, and now he could not have it more wrong. Meanwhile, and this is confirmation of what I've been suggesting right along, bombshell, 2024 rumor stuns D.C. swamp. Insiders say this new plan is ready to execute. January 30th, Mike Farland. This is from PJ Newsletter. It's no secret Joe Biden is facing strong headwinds in his 2024 election plans. Many Americans feel he's too old to serve as president. Others believe he's suffering from cognitive decline, which further disqualifies him. Previously, Democrats talked about finding a replacement, but it seems the liberal establishment successfully fended off any real threats to Biden's campaign. But now, there's a rumor spreading Biden will not be the 2024 nominee after all. While some prospective names have been floating around, one claim is that this familiar face will take over, and it's not Kamala. From the Blaze, rumors have been circulating that Michelle Obama might take Grandpa Joe's place in the coming election, but that's all we got to go on, rumors. However, the New York Post recently reported there's indeed a plan afoot for Michelle to take over for Biden in the 2024 presidential race. The article went on to say there's a plan to have Biden announce in May that he's not running and have the former first lady take the nomination without a primary vote during the Democratic National Convention in August. While many speculate on Biden's ability to make it to November, a new rumor is circulating on some news sites. New York Post, which peddles tabloid news, claimed Biden will step down and let Michelle take his place. The rumor claims Biden will make this startling announcement in May, long after he secured the Democrat nomination, and in a move that would dwarf any anti-Democrat move by Trump, Biden would hand the nomination to Michelle, who will gracefully accept. There appears to be little evidence this rumor is true. Biden's health is ongoing for voters, but it does not seem as if their party has any concrete plan to deal with a worst-case scenario, Biden being physically unable to run on top of that. Michelle has given no indication she's interested in entering politics herself, while people occasionally float the idea of a former first lady running. Only Hillary has actually done it. There's also the question of whether the party would accept such a bait-and-switch scheme. If Biden did plan to step down, he would have done it long before the primary began to do anything else. Could plunge a party into chaos, giving the election to Trump. Well, I guarantee you, it's been in the works. It is going to happen. Biden is not going to be on the ticket. Nobody likes Biden. Nobody believes he's qualified. If you had honest polling about Biden, his favorability rating would be probably around 10% max. I've suggested again and again that Biden's going to be replaced by Gruesome Newsom from California and Michelle on the ticket. And we're going to find out then how enthusiastic the public is about voting for a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. I've done the research. Check out my fake news issues of identity video or my deception galore, faking hate crimes and more. I'll add links to both here in the stories for today. Because Michelle Obama was born Michael LeVon Robinson and is not who she pretends to be. We'll be right back.
Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
As I previously reported, and many of you will know, Michelle actually was registered to vote as a man until Barack decided to run for president, and then she changed her registration. A lot of you may be familiar with a wonderful MAGA song to the tune of YMCA, It's Fabulous. But just as that is fabulous, this is going to become the most popular tune in America if Michelle should run for president. Check it out.
men and women of the finest military in the world. Michael and I.
Does anything scare him?
You know, well, when my mind, when Michelle's man, when my mind, when Michelle's man,
when my mind,
when my mind, when Michelle's man.
They had the whole world fooled with it. Yeah, they had us all fooled. Michelle Obama is a man. Oh, yeah. Her real name is Michael. She's a trans. Oh, yeah.
And do you think that the country will see the first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman
we
president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.